Welcome to the Friday, October the 27th episode of Briefings with Butts. This is our 13th, spooky, right before Halloween, our 13th episode, if you happen to be superstitious, of the 23-24 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week to stay informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrate the incredible work that we do and the difference we make in the lives of our students. First, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Karen Owen, who is a lead systems support tech for the SSTs at our elementary schools. Karen, congratulations. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Let's go ahead and jump right in. It's been another great week in the MSD of Wayne Township as we have returned from fall break. We welcomed everybody back this Monday. Hope you enjoyed your time off. On Wednesday evening, we held our first high school pathways planning night for our 8th grade students and our families. It was a great opportunity for families to learn about the new graduation pathways requirements and the amazing opportunities we offer at our high schools. We want to thank all of our partners for attending that event and for our parents and students who came out. Thursday was a big day for our sophomores and juniors who took the PSAT. Some of us remember taking that test. Our school board visited the Champs of Chapelwood, and later that evening, the Ben Davis Orchestra held a spooktacular concert, and Chapel Glen Elementary welcomed families for their Trunk or Treat event. It's hard to believe that we're heading into November. The temperature is forecasted to drop next week, especially during the Halloween candy period of time, with the lows in the 20s. As we enter the holiday season, we're reminded of our many blessings and become more mindful of the needs of those around us. This past Wednesday, I had the opportunity to step into an event hosted by today's guest, Mr. Stephen Jackson. He is our district social worker and our McKinney-Vento district liaison. This was an event held for our parents here in the MSD of Wayne Township, and had an opportunity to partner with some of our local organizations to help parents to learn a little bit more about resources that are available and strategies that are available. And so thrilled to death to welcome Mr. Stephen Jackson. Welcome, Mr. Jackson.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about, we've got a lot to talk about. I know we've got a short period of time, but I want to talk about the event that you hosted this past Wednesday here in the Education Center of the MSD of Wayne Township. And but before we get into that, I mentioned this term McKinney-Vento when introducing you. What is McKinney-Vento?
McKinney-Vento is the federal act that was created in 1987 that affords families who are experiencing housing insecurity or homelessness, mm-hmm. for them to have certain rights under the law regarding their child's education. So it provides an opportunity for students to receive transportation services. It provides an opportunity for the child to remain in their school of origin, which is established by when the housing instability first occurred and what mm-hmm. school they was enrolled in at that time. And it just affords a lot of various rights for those families to remain in their school, which, of course, we know can be one of the few stable things yeah. that they have in their life at that time while they're experiencing that housing crisis.
Yeah, because it's a huge trauma for the students when they are uprooted from what they have known as their residence. Talk to me a little bit about, because when we think about homelessness, we think about living in tent cities, and we think about being, you know, in cars, and we think about, families who are out on the street, but that's not always true.
No.
Homelessness can look a whole lot of different ways.
Yes.
So what are some of those ways that people might not think about homelessness when we're talking about our students who are considered and covered under McKinney-Vento?
Yeah, homelessness doesn't always look like the stereotypes that we think of mm-hmm. homelessness being. When you are staying with a family or a friend and you're not staying in your own place of residence and you're doubled up, not because you want to, but because you have to, that is a that is a situation in which you would qualify for McKinney-Vento because at that point the government identifies you as being homeless.
Yep. And you mentioned transportation. So people sometimes say, I saw one of your buses all the way over in Lawrence Township, or I saw one of your buses driving through downtown. Well, these students who become or are having housing instability might not be living in MSD of Wayne Township, right? And so when you talk about transportation, you're talking about from wherever they find a place to stay.
Correct, correct. And as long as it's within the best interest of the child.
Okay.
So a lot of factors go into that, including the location of where they're temporarily staying, the location of the school of origin. Is there a school of enrollment that is closer that would better meet the child's needs, the distance or commute distance, the time that the child will be on the the transportation bus or through Ever Driven services, which we provide for families that live outside the district as well. So there are a lot of factors that go into deciding what's the best interest for a child and the rights that they have under McKinney-Vento. But most importantly is the law was created so that the child is not experiencing a break or a major break in their educational attainment and that they have the right to stay in their school of enrollment as long as it's in the best interest.
Yeah. And so last night's event, was that targeted towards our families who have experienced McKinney-Vento services that are maybe having some instability in their housing?
They were included as well. It was actually open to all families.
Okay.
But we were able to discuss McKinney-Vento and the rights under the law and the services that we provide for McKinney-Vento families so that as part of our outreach and identification of that we have to do as part of the a part of the law. So it's not just that families are the ones that come to us to say, hey, we're experiencing a housing instability or housing crisis. We have to also actively go out and work with families and identify those families to say, hey, if you are in these certain situations or experiencing these certain things, that you may be eligible for McKinney-Vento services. So that was part of our opportunity to outreach there.
And there's six sessions involved.
Yes.
Last night was the first.
Yes.
If a parent missed the first one, can they still come to the other five?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Yes, they can.
So any of our teachers who are out there listening who may know a parent who's looking for some help in how to parent their child and some great strategies, they can have them reach out to you and get more information about one of those future classes. Or we're probably going to provide some information on the link in our Parent Square for our teachers to be able to have access and to know a little bit more about this.
Yeah, and the topics we talked about, we will talk about in the future as well. Stress management, discipline your children, how to work, collaborate better with or improve your collaboration with the school, how to work together in the household, how we can all collaborate. And we're real big on home, community and school partnerships. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big theme as well during the workshops.
And you partnered with another organization last night.
Yes, Family and Community Partners.
Okay. And they brought some individuals with them as well who are experts and do this all the time and were able to share some great insights with the parents who were in attendance.
Yes, they actually provide workshops for families that are court ordered to do this. So
okay.
They do this along with the criminal justice system. But with us, we wanted to step in, collaborate with those that are experienced in working with families and providing some insight and some ideas. But we wanted to make sure that it was open to everyone, that it's not just court order, but it's someone that you can come in and say, hey, I'm maybe struggling with this, or do you have some better ideas on this, or how's this working? And we look forward to working with those families. It's very interactive. I myself participate, the other facilitators participate, and because we're all in this together.
Right.
So we let them know that it's not about being a perfect parent. It's about just making sure that we're doing the best that we can do for our children to succeed.
Yeah, being a parent in 2023 is hard.
Difficult.
We all know that. When the parents arrived, you had dinner for them here, and so they were able to get a meal when they arrived. But you also sent them home with some things, right?
Yes, we did. We were able to provide each family with a box of food from Gleaners. That's a part of our Giants Marketplace. We were able to set aside boxes for families that attended. If you come to the next meeting, you'll also receive a box of food. In addition, we have like we had produce as well, like with like potatoes, big 10-pound bags of potatoes that we were able to give away last night. So, and as we know, looking at food prices today at the grocery store, everything
outrageous,
helps.
Yeah. Outrageous. You mentioned Giant Marketplace, so let's shift gears here a little bit. A lot of people don't know what Giant Marketplace is. Tell us a little bit about what Giant Marketplace is, when it happens, where it's located, sure. Who it's serving. What is Giant Marketplace?
Got you. Well, I want to give a shout out to Steve Samuel first and Michelle Stoller. Michelle Stoller was the first one that I know of to have a food pantry in Wayne Township. So when I first got hired, I worked with Michelle, and we established one along with Steve Samuel to do a district-wide distribution for all families in Wayne Township. So we did that in May of 2015. And just to kind of give you an idea, it's open to everyone inside Wayne Township, meaning if you're a resident of Wayne Township, you may come and get we provide service for you. If you are an employee of Wayne Township, then you're eligible for service. And if you have a child who attends a school inside of Wayne Township, then you're eligible for service. So we try to cast a wide net for families to reach out to. Just kind of briefly give you some numbers here. I looked at some numbers the other day, and with the total weight since 2015 that we've distributed is 195,216 pounds of food.
195,216. Wow.
Pounds of food. That's more than enough to fill 4.5 semi trucks full of food.
Wow.
We've given away over $99,000 worth of food.
Oh my goodness.
Since 2015. And after November 21st of this year, which is the next one, we will go over the $100,000 mark. So we've been able to provide over $100,000 worth of food to our Wayne Township families.
That's incredible.
And that to me just speaks to who we are when we say we are Wayne. Mm-hmm. You know, Wayne is a caring, giving, collaborative community. And that's something that these numbers point out. And we have to understand that they're not just numbers. Mm-hmm. These are families that we're serving. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to
serve. The 21st is right before Thanksgiving. So that's intentional.
Yes, very much so. Uh-huh. And in fact, we're working very hard to provide maybe some turkeys for families, so that, which is always nice to have.
Absolutely, absolutely. Matter of fact, was looking at turkeys the other day at the grocery stores, and always nice to have a turkey on Thanksgiving morning, or a ham, or something like that to have on the table along with all the sides.
It makes it very nice. Makes for a very nice day and very nice leftovers.
That's
the days
right.
after.
I've got a nice recipe for leftover turkey. I imagine most people do. You do this with volunteer help. This isn't a pay. We're not hiring people to come work the Giant Marketplace. What does a volunteer do when they're at Giant Marketplace?
Well, there are two volunteer days.
Okay.
Now that after the pandemic, we went to what we call a contactless distribution. So on Mondays, the Monday before the pantry, we get together at the ninth grade center, and we put together, we assemble the pantry boxes. And I mean, like, literally put the boxes together, tape them up, and then put food in them.
Okay.
We need volunteers for that. We are looking for at least 10 to 15 adults for those Mondays.
Okay.
And because we can be there as late as 7:30 if it's only a couple of us.
Sure.
And we have a dedicated team led by Jay Tilden and others that are over at the ninth grade center.
Yep.
And other volunteers that have been gracious enough to come and assist. But the more we have, the quicker we can get out. And then the next day, we need adult volunteers to actually distribute the food to the families. And we have student volunteers as well. Thank you to Ms. Wagner over at the ninth grade center. She does an excellent job of providing us with student volunteers. But the more we can get, the more the merrier, as they say. And all of our volunteers, again, they are the lifeline of the Giant's Marketplace. They truly are. We could not do this without our volunteers.
So if we have teachers who are interested in volunteering at Giant Marketplace, how do they go about doing that?
Well, there is we have a Google sign up sheet, Google form that we can put that's been placed in the TLD, but we can put another one in the upcoming TLD to be distributed.
And we'll also have a link to that in our Parent Square, so they can click on that link.
Yep. And then they can always email me as well directly, and I can add their name on it, and I can share it. Like I say, we can share the Google form with them as well. So.
Yep. And your phone number, 988?
988-8631.
8631. So you can also dial in the district to give you a call, since your office is located here in the Education Center.
Yes.
Mr. Jackson, this is absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for sharing with us today about what you do with McKinney-Vento Families and what you do with Giant Marketplace. Absolutely incredible.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
It's a wonderful opportunity.
Wow. Wow. We are Wayne. I love that. That is absolutely incredible. Be sure to tune in next week, as our guest will be Shandy Brickler from our benefits office to talk about upcoming insurance changes and our open enrollment process. More on that in next week's Briefings with Butts. Coming up, good luck tonight to the Ben Davis Giants as they take on the Brownsburg Bulldogs in the first round of the IHSAA football sectionals. That will be hosted at Ben Davis High School. Game time is 7 p.m. Also, coming up, Dia de los Muertos is the Day of the Dead, October 31st through November the 2nd. And beginning next Wednesday, which is November the 1st, hard to believe we are already in November, but next Wednesday, November the 1st, kicks off our open enrollment for employees to elect or change benefit options that will be available through the MSD of Wayne Township. Just a reminder, even if you already have benefits, you will still need to re-enroll for that open enrollment period. The window will be November the 1st through the 15th. Again, more information in next week's Briefings with Butts, and make sure to watch your inbox for additional information from our business office. November is also Native American History Month. And Wayne Learns is just around the corner, coming up November the 7th. It also happens to be Election Day. Just want to remind everyone, if you live in Marion County and are a registered voter, you can vote at any voting site in Marion County. That would include the Ben Davis High School Fieldhouse, located just south end of our football field, which means on November the 7th, during Wayne Learns, when you have a break during lunch or before or after, feel free to step out to the field house if you'd like to vote as a resident of Marion County. Also, make sure to check out the conference guide for important details for November the 7th, Wayne Learns, such as where you'll need to arrive and where your classes will be held. Make sure that you bring your charged Chromebook or a personal device, and business casual dress will be preferred. Also, we have over 1,400 individuals who have registered. If you haven't already, make sure to register for your sessions for that November the 7th Wayne Learns. We'll include the conference guide and a link to register in today's Parent Square message. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in next week for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission: to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision? To develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.